Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Author's Corner segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program for television and radio, Reverend Wynn Henderson. Reverend Wynn, how are you? And I'm excited about our topic today. How are things?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Neil. Thanks for having me on your show.
Exactly. So our topic today is the latest Federal Trade Commission report on scamming and catfishing. And these numbers are just so alarming. But I think for our listeners out there, especially people and viewers, can you define catfishing for me, first of all?
I sure can. To catfish somebody is to put up a profile that either has misinformation on it or to put up pictures that are not of the person who you think you're talking to, or both.
Yeah, I mean, and so that's really scary, right? People think that they're talking to somebody or communicating with somebody when it's really somebody else on the other line or on the other computer screen.
Right. For an American male, generally a white American male, since the demographics, have a higher percentage, they'll be talking to a black African from Ghana or Nigeria, and they will be putting up pictures of great-looking young 20-year-olds.
And it's difficult to understand it, right? It's difficult to really figure out, especially if you're not online savvy, that that's really not that person.
Well, that's true, because I spent 6 months undercover trying to find out who these criminals were, where they lived, what their techniques were that they used to scam Americans. And at the beginning, I was naive enough that I was talking to a real good scammer from Ghana, and he scammed me for between 1 and 2 months before I busted him. And he got some money and an iPhone out of me because I thought that I was talking to a nice young woman.
And I think it's more and more happening on these platforms like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, but also another scamming site that's big is which one?
Plenty of Fish is the number one dating site that has the most number of people. And the reason for that is that it's free. And the reason the scammers use it is because it's free. They can put up scam profiles every day or twice a day and have different looking girls, hopefully that you will hit on. And I, as the scam buster, tell Plenty of Fish every day 2 or 3 new scams that are up so that they can take them down.
So you talked about it costing you money, but this Federal Trade Commission report shows it costs our country and the world a lot of money, this catfishing scam, right?
Well, that's true. I think the FTC report said that not only in the last 3 years had the amount gone up to last year, it was around $2,600 per individual that scammed. But also, the number of people that are scammed has gone up 4 times. So in 3 years, we have seen such a big increase in what these criminals in Africa and Russia and Ukraine and various places are doing is becoming critical.
It's crazy. And it really happens all the time. I am tried to be scammed about, let's say, every day online. Somebody says they're not a certain person. They're even starting in LinkedIn. And it's like, are you really kidding me? It's not really you. And how can we as individuals like ourselves police this? There's really no criminal charges when someone acts as they're not that person. There's really nothing that we can federally charge these people for or criminally charge them, especially if they're in the United States doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So if they're over in Africa, for example, our police are not going to be interested in that. About the best that I've been able to do is, number one, get them taken off when I see them on social media or on dating sites. And number two, The book that I have is available on Amazon, and it will tell you how to recognize them and how to avoid them and tell you what to look for.
Exactly. And so people need to go ahead and they need to, part of the link, especially Google search, your site is right on your Amazon page, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. You'll see his website, but also what will be available also is his Amazon author page. And you can find all that information there and purchase the book right from there. And the link is going to be in every different place digitally you will imagine, so people can check that out based on this interview. But what I've gathered is I think that you are this advocate, Reverend Wynn, that everyone needs to follow and say, oh my gosh, we have to stop this. And the only way we can stop it is by reporting it and to share your book with others. So that's a great opportunity, and everyone could check you out social media wise. Just Google you, you'll find everything. And you have a podcast as well, right?
Yeah, I do. It's the longest spiritually based podcast in the country. I've been going, 18, 19 years, something like that.
Awesome. So everyone needs to share this video, check out his podcast, you know, contact him with questions. And I appreciate you coming on for this short video, but we wanted to kind of share this information. So when catfishing comes out, contact the expert, purchase the book, and really be aware online. So thanks for calling.
Thank you, Neil.
You're listening to Neil Haley Show and watching the Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.